He'll be at the Wagon Wheel Theater January 14th. Again, all you got to do is text WAGON to 45364. Get your opportunity to win some tickets. All right, continuing our conversation. So today, officially, 1 o'clock, Mike Lightfoot made the announcement that he will be retiring at the end of the season. And with that, he also announced that his son will be taking over as the basketball coach at the end of the 2016-2017 season. Good friend of mine and former Bethel Pilot, former coach, Brian Bechtel, now joins us here on the homestretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. First and foremost, I'm still going to call you coach, because once you're a coach, you're always a coach. Coach Bechtel, how you doing?
That's fine, Taz. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on tonight.
No problem. Now, the reason I wanted to have you on is you've obviously played for Coach Lightfoot. Your son currently is a member of the Bethel Pilot basketball program. But I wanted to get your thoughts on Coach Lightfoot as a coach. Give us a kind of an inside look on what it was like to play for him and ultimately what some of your experiences were at Bethel that made playing for the Hall of Famer Mike Lightfoot so special.
Yeah, well, first off, Coach Lightfoot is as a parent with a son there, and you're looking at signing someplace, you step back and you say, where else would you want your kid where I knew he would be treated as one of his own sons? Mm-hmm. Because that's what I experienced there. You know, you're away from home, not very far away from home, but you're away from home and a lot of decisions to be made, and with career choices and academics and basketball, and just weaving all that together. And Coach Lightfoot was just a great mentor through that whole process. No matter what was going on with me in my life, you always had someone to talk to. You always knew he cared about you as a person first. So when we were looking at Brady going there, just a great fit, and knew what he was going to be getting in a mentor with Coach Lightfoot.
When you look at, again, this program and kind of the coaching tree, you're a member of the coaching tree. At one point, I think there was 10 current high school coaches that are part of the disciple of Coach Mike Lightfoot that are coaching, especially in this area as well. What do you think attributes to that? So many guys leaving Bethel College, including yourself, and then going on to be high school or collegiate coaches.
You know, it goes back to the mentoring thing. I really think so, because when you leave the program there, you know the kind of impact Coach Lightfoot and assistant coaches, but primarily him, because a lot of assistants, would come and go during my time there. But you just knew the impact that he had on your life, and used basketball. I mean, you were able to share the passion of basketball, but you knew the impact he had on my life, and knowing that I wanted to have that same impact on other people. That was a whole process of learning, who you are in college. Do you, what kind of career do you want? Do you want to, I just learned that I really like to help people. I'm a helping kind of person. And when you really get down to it, as I look over my coaching career, I hope that I was able to mentor kids, in the life choices. We want them to be great adults when they graduate from college. And we want that when they graduate from high school, be great parents. Great community members, great workers, and I really feel like the life lessons that he instilled in us while we were playing for him led us to want to do that for other kids too. And basketball is a part of that, and we all were extreme competitors. You can't survive in that program unless you are an extreme competitor. And we got to still do that and be passionate about that, but at the same time, keep the priorities straight and know what really is important in life. And we all have different walks in our faith, and not everybody that goes to Bethel has the same walk, but you're going to be mentored in that avenue as well. And that kind of leads me to talking about some of the best memories that I have are the off the court experiences that we got to do. We traveled every Christmas break. They still do that. I was able to go on Christmas break trips to Florida a few times, California and Hollywood one time, the Bahamas one time, and then the Dominican Republic trips that we got to go on where we were involved in mission trips in the summer. It was just those experiences are what really, experiences are really what make you who you are. And I think when I look back on mentoring kids and growing as a person myself, those are the things that really stand out more than the on-court battles that we had.
Once again, we're talking to former Goshen High School basketball coach Brian Bechtel, former Bethel Pilot, where he played for Hall of Famer Mike Lightfoot. Again, he announced today at 1 o'clock that he will be stepping down as the head men's basketball coach at Bethel College after 30 years, almost 800 victories. He had a phenomenal career. But the one thing that I think goes, obviously the championships, the victories, the conferences, all those different things, that speaks well enough as a basketball coach. But his impact, not only in the basketball program, but in the community, off the court, as a mentor, as a great example of how to be a coach, a husband, a father, and be a man of faith, that to me is what has drawn me to Coach Lightfoot from just being a sportscaster in and around the program. That impressed me more than the record and the championships and all those kinds of things.
Hands down, no question about it. The wins are always going to be there, and his Hall of Fame status is going to be because of the wins and the championships. But I don't think you'd get to that level without the intangible things that he does off the court for players. You know, he's in all his interviews he's going to give the credit to the players, and they're the ones that played the game, they're the ones that shot all the baskets and whatnot. He's going to do that because that's just who he is. He's genuine like that. Mm-hmm. But you have to have those intangible qualities yourself to lead kids, 18 to 23-year-old kids, to play hard, to work together, to do it for each other. You have to teach those things and be a great leader in those aspects in order to get kids to actually perform at the level you need them to be successful on the court. So I really think I don't think anybody would ever say, Coach Lightfoot is going to out X and O you, and pick out your weaknesses and, mm-hmm. and exploit them and that kind of thing. Not many coaches can do that, but when you look at Coach Lightfoot, he's a great motivator, and he's a great motivator because he truly cares about his players, and you are treated I don't know if professionally is the word or not, but you're just treated with such respect by him that you want to do well for him, and that's what makes him so successful in the win column. It's not the X's and O's. It is those intangibles that made him so successful in the win column.
Once again, we're talking to Coach Brian Bechtel, former Goshen High School coach. His son Brady is currently a player on the men's basketball program at Bethel College. Again, Coach Mike Lightfoot, the Hall of Famer, 30-plus years at Bethel, 39-plus years as a coach, announcing his retiring today. And then at the same point, announcing that his son, Ryan, will take over the program. As a father of a son currently in the program, I can't, in my experience with this family and Ryan, as well as Coach Mike Lightfoot, I can't think of a better person to take over this program.
I think, As an alumni of the program, that's one of the first things that came to my mind was who would be able to come in here and follow Coach Lightfoot.
Mm-hmm.
With the standards he's set, with the passion that he's brought, with the mentoring that he's done, that'd be a pretty tough act to follow. And keeping in the family is absolutely the best thing for the program, I think, to maintain its consistency with how they've done things. And, when Brady, I remember visiting Bethel with Brady, a little over a year ago and sitting in Coach's office. And I pointedly asked that question, like, Coach, you coached me, you coached my son. There's a good chance you may not be here for all 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's your plan, Ryan? Are you planning on taking over the program? Obviously, that's kind of an unfair question, a loaded question, but we've seen enough over the years to know, through the recruiting process while Brady's in high school, to know that Coach has done an excellent job of grooming Ryan to do the things that he needs to do in recruiting, to mm-hmm. do the things he needs to do in scouting, to do the things he needs to do in game planning, do the things he needs to do with mentoring kids off the court. Ryan's been heavily involved with that to the point where the incoming players knew, and even Brady in recruitment, you know, knew Ryan way better than he knew Coach Leiflet. And I don't think that was because Coach was lazy. He was mentoring Ryan all along. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy for that, because I think as a parent, you know there's going to be consistency in the program.
Once again, the former Goshen boys basketball coach, good friend of mine, Brian Bechtel, joining us here on the show to speak about his former coach, the Hall of Famer Mike Leiflet, as he announced his retirement today. Coach, always a pleasure to talk to you, my man. Got to do it more.
Yeah, appreciate the call. I listen to you guys on the way home from work every night as much as I can. Appreciate what you guys do for high school sports here. And really, and I know you've heard a lot. I heard the wrestling coach last night talk about it too, but it's not just the major sport. It's everybody. And it's something we haven't had a lot of, you know, over the years. So I really appreciate you doing it. It takes a lot of time and effort. So keep up the good work.
Appreciate it, Coach. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Kind of want to hammer this home, Todd. And I know you may not have had much experience around the Leiflet family. I was lucky enough to be part of the Bethel Athletic Program at my former employer, the Regional Radio Sports Network. We were the voice of most of the sports at Bethel College.
Nice.
I grew up with Brittany Heyer, who is now Brittany Leiflet, married to Robbie Leiflet, the elder son of Coach Mike Leiflet. Got to know Ryan. I always joked with Ryan because I remember when he would come to Concord High School. We were in school about the same time. I think he's a year younger than me or a year older, one of those two. And we always used to joke that we heckled. We were pretty good cheering section, student section. We'd heckle the opponent quite frequently, but we knew that with Ryan, you don't heckle Ryan Leiflet, because Ryan would score 40 points instead of 20 if you pissed him off.
Yeah, right, and exactly.
He's such a good competitor. He's in great shape. He's one of the best basketball minds for his age that I've been around. Again, that's not just tooting his horn because I consider him a friend. I ultimately believe that. You sit and you talk to Ryan Leiflet for 10 minutes about basketball, you'll be blown away. He gets it. He understands it. And for as young as he is so grounded in his faith. And that's what mm-hmm. Bethel is all about. The sport's great. The tradition, great. The winning, awesome. That obviously comes with it. But the experience that Bethel has prided themselves in giving student-athletes and students themselves, Ryan's going to continue that. And I have complete faith. There is no better person. There's nobody else that is better suited to take over this position. And I'm just glad that Ryan wanted it, because there's a lot of times you don't want to follow in that shoes. There's a lot of pressure in following the career of a Mike Leiflet. Almost 800 victories. You mentioned it, 7 national titles, whether it's NAIA or it's the NCCAA, and the multiple wins, the conference championships, the tournament. There's a lot of legacy there to fill. There's a lot of pressure to continue that at that school, and I'm just glad that he took that as a challenge, because I think that Bethel men's basketball is going to be continued in great hands.
Pat, I want to say something real quick, because I did have a little taste of Bethel athletics in that my son wanted to go to a track camp.
Mm-hmm.
It was right up the street, and it fit into what our schedules and what we needed to do. And he did that, and he absolutely loved it. And it wasn't so much the running around, the jumping. He's a high jumper and a 400 guy and those types of things. He enjoyed that very much, but he what he talked about the most when he was done and during the week he was there was the beauty of the campus, more importantly, the beauty of the people. He enjoyed it thoroughly. Everybody he met was kind and helpful, and he just enjoyed that experience more than anybody. So I would encourage anybody that's listening that has a chance to send, you know, that has a chance to send their kid to a camp or something like that. Bethel mm-hmm. offers a great atmosphere for those types of events.
Definitely a lot of fun. We're going to take a short break. We come back. It's time for Todd Berlitz to try to stump me with celebrity birthdays. That when we return here on the home stretch. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Berlitz here on ESPN Radio 102.7.
The home stretch with Pat Doherty, ESPN Radio 102.7.